Our final article this month is about the sandwich and how this convenient snack consumed the world. From its aristocratic origins to global domination, we retrace its fabulous history.
Aristocratic origins. Long before the first ham or cheese baguette, there was a British aristocrat, the Earl of Sandwich. The story goes that around 1750, he was playing a 24-hour-long game of cards. Hungry, he asked for beef between two slices of bread, so he could eat with one hand and hold his cards with the other. Although colorful, the story is just that, a story. The Earl wasn't the casino type. The real reason he invented the snack, to which he gave his name, appears to be so that he could eat at his desk while at work. He was, in other words, the first of millions of sad office workers with no lunch break.
The conquest of Britain. In the decades after their invention, sandwiches spread inexorably across Britain. By 1813, they were often served at society balls, vastly cutting catering costs. The general public soon adopted this upper-class delicacy. By 1851, one social commentator calculated that 436,800 sandwiches were sold each year on the streets of London. And all of these were ham, no cheese. Clearly, there was room to improve this culinary marvel.
Socks and sandwiches. For decades, Marks & Spencer was a successful British chain store selling clothes and food. Every British person's underwear came from M&S. Not sexy, but good value. Then, in 1980, M&S did something unheard of. They started selling pre-made sandwiches in triangular cartons. Word spread, especially about the prawn mayonnaise variety, and before long, M&S had to industrialize the sandwich-making process, employing three factories to supply its shops. Other shops, including pharmacies and bookstores, followed suit. And within 10 years, ready-made sandwiches had become a £1 billion industry in the UK. Today, it's 8 times that, and growing. And, according to the British Sandwich Association, the nation is light years ahead of the rest of the world in sandwich technology. As for M&S, its bestseller is still prawn mayo.
Subway's secret. Bigger than McDonald's and Burger King combined, Subway is the biggest fast food chain in the world, with 44,000 shops in 112 countries. The owner, Frederick DeLuca, started it as a 17-year-old with $1,000 he borrowed from a friend in 1965. His first sandwich shop in Connecticut, USA, was a flop, so he opened a second one to create the image of success. An inspired decision. By 2013, DeLuca was opening 50 shops every week. When he died, in 2015, his personal fortune was estimated at $3.5 billion. His sister is now CEO and plans to open a further 56,000 shops. Subway's secret is to tempt passers-by with a smell of freshly baked bread. You have been warned.
21st century cuisine. The humble sandwich is not just a convenient snack, it's a social revolution. A daily food of choice for millions, they have freed people from the knife and fork, the table and the set meal time. That represents a massive cultural change in the way people live. And, not content with conquering lunchtime, industry professionals want to make them a normal choice for the evening meal as well. This, they say, would imply offering the public hot sandwiches, which already exist, of course. They're called burgers.